This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عباد الله يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. No one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. To proceed, we are encouraged by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Friday to read Surah Al-Kahf. And Surah Al-Kahf is a chapter that details four stories. It is a chapter that deals with the concept of fitna, trials. And the four stories that we read in Surah Al-Kahf reflect this notion of trials. A person will be tried in their deen, like Ashabul Kahf, or a person will be tried in their money, like Sahibul Jannatin, the owner of the two gardens, or a person will be tried with regards to knowledge even, like Musa and Al-Khidr, or a person will be tried regarding power, like Dhul Qarnain. And so in this brief khutbah, I wanted to share just a few lessons from Ashabul Kahf, this story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about a group of people who came into a cave. Their story was amazing. And I don't have the time to go over many gems, but I'll just share, inshaAllah ta'ala, three or four, or if time permits, five. But the first thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that these people were persecuted and they came to a cave. And Allah mentions twice that they are a fi'ah, that they are, fitya. Not a fi'ah, but fitya. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ Allah says that they are young. And the fact that they are young is praise for them, because young people normally are more distracted with entertainment and the frivolity of youth than big picture questions. Why are we here? And why are our people worshiping idols? Generally, young people are deluded by entertainment. And so if you were to ask young people about the newest singers, they would know, the newest athletes, they would know, the newest movies, they would know, the newest series, they would know. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeatedly calling them young, that is praise for these young people, that they separated from the frivolity of their society. آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. They believed in Allah and we increased them in guidance. But there is also praise for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the surah was revealed in Mecca, because the people who were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were also young, and young people changed the world in every time and place. And we see even here in the United States in the past couple of months, after everything that has been happening with the war on the people of Gaza, you saw that the greatest national conversations were sparked not by people in corporate offices and not by politicians, but by the young people, the students in universities who are having encampments all over the country and all over the world, that were causing the discussion to be happening about divestments from the Zionist state. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ Allah says they were a young people who believed in Allah. So the first is the power that comes with youth. The second lesson is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا. Allah says, we strengthened their heart. We strengthened their heart when they stood up against their people. And they stood up, the Mufassirin said, a number of times. Number one, they stood up in front of the king, and they addressed the king for his idol worship. And then they stood up to their own families. And then they stood up in the marketplace. And then they stood up when they met each other in front of the cave, and they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, our Lord, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, we won't call upon other than Him. And so this idea that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives steadfastness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives strength to people's hearts in their greatest moments of difficulty and crisis. And we see this word, رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, we see this phrase appear in a number of other places in the Qur'an, where we see it before the Battle of Badr, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are about to meet the enemy for the first time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts drowsiness upon the companions. Instead of being nervous wrecks and being incredibly anxious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a calmness and a stillness on them and made their hearts steadfast, so much so that their swords almost slipped out of their hands. And we see also with the mother of Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, إِذْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ, Allah says, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَنْ رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ لَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the basket that was placed in the river went to the house of Pharaoh, and Fir'aun's wife captures the son of the woman, or Musa alayhi salam, and she says, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِهِ وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. She says, this is a joy to me. The mother of Musa put him in the Nile River because she was afraid of him ending up in the hands of Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that basket directly to the house of Fir'aun. That would cause anybody to panic. But that's the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the ilm of Allah. And that's the wisdom of Allah. And that's the power of Allah. That He can make Musa grow up in the very house that the mother of Musa is afraid of, and he will be the most protected child in Egypt because of it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do not know, but Allah had to give her heart steadfastness. لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that she can be of those who believe. And so you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for steadfastness of your heart as you are going through difficulty. Number one, steadfastness of the heart allows for a person to believe in the deen. Number two, it allows for you to believe in the promises of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, they promised that al-aqiba lil-muttaqeen, that the end will always be for the believers. No matter how dark it seems, no matter how the entire world goes against the believers, no matter how belittled the people are, no matter how weak they are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, inna jundana lahumul ghalibun, that our soldiers are going to be the ones who win. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed that I will win and my messengers, and everybody else will lose. But you need steadfastness of the heart to be able to believe in the promise of Allah. A third is what the people say when they enter into the cave. They say, فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. They go into the cave and they say, enter into the cave, Allah will spread out for you from His mercy. They're entering into the cave. It is a place that is dark. It is a place that has no amenities. It is a place that is constricted. It is a place that has no heat. It is a place that is cold. It is a place that has nothing. But what are they expecting to find? They're expecting to find the mercy of Allah. And that shows incredible optimism, that a person, even as they're entering into the cave of their life, the cave of oppression, or the cave of imprisonment, or the cave of grief, or the cave of poverty, that a person has optimism in Allah, يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I know that Allah is ar-Rahman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for me mercy from where I don't expect. And we read in Surah Al-Kahf how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them and gave them divine care, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watched over them and protected them. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم كثيرة. The third is optimism. Having optimism in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the righteous. But then the fourth, and this is the last one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know, causes them to go to sleep for hundreds of years, 309 years to be exact, and then he resurrects them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically uses the word ba'th in their story twice to indicate the resurrection that the mushrikeen of Mecca did not believe in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then causes for them to be resurrected, and they come out, and Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. We cause them to interact with the people of the town that they may come to know that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. For who to know that the promise of Allah is true? For Ashabul Kahf, that they recognize that the promise of Allah is true. You see, they were a people who fled a society that was idolatrous because they knew that they did not have the power to confront them. They were going to be persecuted. إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ وَلَنْ تُفْلِحُوا إِذَا أَبَدًا. They said that if our people have power over us, they're going to stone us, or they're going to force us back into our religion. And so they fled to seek refuge in a cave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to sleep for that period of time. And when they came out, they found that that entire society had become Muslim, so that they may come to know that the promise of Allah is true. And I share this to you because the promise of Allah is true. And it may be that you are expecting the promise of Allah to happen in 1 year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years. But the promise of Allah is not tied to your time span. It is not tied to how you feel it should pass. It is tied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's timing. And these people, Ashabul Kahf, they had to have an extended life period. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to die for 300 years just so that they could have the gift to witness that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. And so we believe that the promise of Allah is true. We believe that Palestine will be free. We believe that there will come a time when the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be led by the righteous and not be led by the wicked. We believe in a time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we will give establishment to those who have been oppressed, مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, those that have been established in the oppressed in the east and the west, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them a'imma, and he will make them of those who inherit the land. That is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether or not it happens next year or the year after, what we are required to do is to believe in that promise, to have steadfastness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have rabt of our heart, and that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a worship of him that he loves, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to worship him as he loves until the day we meet him, and that he make the best of our days the day that we meet him. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to hear the speech and to follow the best of it. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant freedom to our brothers and sisters who are occupied in Palestine, and to bring safety and security to them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the bloodshed from the Muslims all over the world, whether it be in Sudan, or whether it be the Uyghurs in China, or whether it be our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings stability to the Muslim world, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and guide our hearts and guide us to the unity that he loves. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, زكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.